can feel you there. Tell me you care. Time gone away, holiday, it's over now.
Me acerco, todo me tiembla. Ahora tengo la certeza que no se me han quitado las ganas. Desperté contigo en las mañanas, pero voy buscando tu mirada y tus ojos, baby, no me dicen nada. Hola, me recuerdas, era yo a la que tanto querías. Dame esta noche entera que seamos solo tú y yo. La gente, amigos que no conozco, ahora pareces otro. Dime por qué has cambiado tanto. No ves, me estás engañando. Yo conozco en realidad quién eres. Lo sé, todavía me quieres. Hola, me recuerdas, una vas a amarme de por vida. Dime si podemos pretender que solo somos tú y yo.
Estamos en otro planeta, que tus amigas no se metan. Tal vez así lo podamos hacer.
Has erased it for you. Thank you. How's it going tonight?
It's going so well, and I'll tell you why. It's because it's the first show of the season. Our first show of the new season.
Wow.
Wow.
Heck yeah.
Tuesdays, 10 to 11, you are riding...
The wave.
The wave.
Of music.
Of music with Spencer and Nick.
That's not the name of our show.
No. No. I'm going to fade out of this little... Montgomery Jam, though he is killing it still into the eighth minute.
Something about the eighth minute always gets me about that song.
Yeah, it gets everybody. That's what, yeah.
Tears.
So something interesting has happened. It's that after four semesters,
wow,
doing a show together under the title...
Moist Vibes.
We decide to change the name and go with a new direction. Go in a new direction. And we decided on When We Make Music. Let that breathe.
Give it the space it needs.
Yeah. Should we talk about why?
Yeah. Why?
So we're looking to put a little more structure into our shows, we think, this semester. Are your headphones working for you?
Yep.
Perfect. Quick fix. We want a little more structure in our show, hence the open-ended title. because open-ended titles lead to structure, is what I hear.
Mm.
But basically, the plan is to kind of like attach a little, what's the proper grammatical, little suffix, prefix portion to the sentence when we make music, and then go off that theme. So for example, like you don't look me in the eyes when we make music would be one on intimacy and the loss of that connection to someone who you used to make music with.
So we're using music as a collective noun here, because music can mean many things to many people.
Exactly.
And we're going to play with that idea all semester long.
Little chin music. Maybe we'll do a baseball episode. I think that's a term. Like, oh, pitcher's coming in with some chin music. I think that's when it's like close to the head, so it's like, oh, don't give me that chin music. Also, we know that it's a little...
it's a little what?
It's a little late in the show already. We had to have some station conversation.
Yeah.
You know, for just a segment called station conversation.
Yeah, regulatory. I love paperwork. I don't know about y'all's.
Mm-hmm. I do.
And laws and sections of laws and bylaws.
Yeah.
Friday nights, Saturday nights, Thursday nights, just bury me in paperwork, please. But anyways, yeah. that's what we've been working with here at Station Talk.
It's just Station Talk.
Just FCC, you know.
Just FCC regulations.
Ever heard of a little thing called FCC?
If you haven't, learn yourself, or we'll learn you for you. When we make music. We do. Shoutcast is where we see how many mobile or non-car listening people we have, and it's 14. That's big.
That's huge.
That's huge. Cool. Let's
recap.
Yeah. So the first one we had planned was, pardon me while I clear my throat, Nuestro Planeta by Caliuch. I honestly don't know how, I don't want to mispronounce the name. Caliuchus. Caliuchus.
Nuestro, what is it?
Nuestro Planeta.
Planeta.
Our planet.
Cool.
Yeah, featuring Raycon. Not Akon. Raycon. And then we had Xavier Omar, Poison, a lovely song that I found recently, and I thought the guitar was quite nice in it. And then we just finished it off with Wes Montgomery, Round Midnight, a seminal guitar player in the annals of stringed instruments, six stringed instrument history, guitar history.
And always has a great eighth minute.
Always has a great eighth minute. Is Wes Montgomery said it himself, if you don't have a great eighth minute,
there's conflicting opinions on
it. Get out of the kitchen.
Historians talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to loop it back, we don't have a theme this week.
No.
though we strive to in future weeks.
Yeah. And if you have an idea, please give us a call, and we'd love to hear when we make music. Blank.
Yes. Or blank.
Or blank when we make music.
Or on just where, whatever.
Yeah. Whatever you're feeling. We're taking ideas.
You know, I think we should make a show email.
Wow.
A show Gmail. Of sorts.
Show Gmail of sorts. But what would we?
We would call it whenwemakemusic@gmail.com.
Right.
And that's where people can submit ideas.
Cool.
And we can handle our business through our
station business.
Yes.
Station talks.
Station talk. Station conversations.
Are there other platforms that would lend themselves to more of the auditory?
Google Documents.
Google. We're going to place links to audio files in Google Documents, and that's how you guys can get our content.
Oh, if you want our content.
Oh, you're just thinking of like just like a,
if like you have an idea for just a thing you want to hear, yeah. If you have a story,
a piece that you want us to read.
Yeah.
If you want to come on.
If you want to come on.
I'm into it. Yeah, we're trying to have a more public presence this semester.
Yeah. So keep your eyes peeled for coded messages around campus.
Treasure hunts.
Pleasure hunts.
When we make music.
That's the theme for next week. Treasure hunts and pleasure hunts.
Plundering and blundering. When we make music.
Tales from my mother. Is the
it's like the subtext.
Is that colon. beautiful.
Whew. I'm exhausted.
I'm exhausted. I think we'll call it a night. Spence, do you have anything you want to hear right now?
Yeah.
Also, feel free to call in tonight. Feel free to call in anytime.
I think too. We should do you know how some of the stations have like the lonely lovers like segment.
Yes.
I don't know in what form, but we should totally have like a. This one goes out.
Yes.
For Jared. Delilah loves you.
And then it's like 80s, like holding up a boombox over to the window.
What's love got to do? One of those. We got ideas.
We do have
and
ideas.
And we want your ideas. So if ideas are something you're into.
Let's link and build. Is what memes are saying nowadays. Yes.
Snaps.
Linking and building.
I also want to do a Morse code segment, so I'm just going to go short, long, short, short, long, short, long, long, short, and then it'll be like the Ovaltine, you know, where it's like
Ovaltine.
No. Oh gosh, there's like a classic
World War II. Like, there's, I think you're being a World War II.
what is World War II rations for 500? No, I'm thinking of isn't there something with like that's very distinctly
I'm taking
to the Googles. Ovaltine message. Okay, it's in Red. It's Christmas story. Apparently this is like a seminal thing. The secret decoder ring from Ovaltine. Look it up. It's in Christmas story.
Say that one more time for the people in the back.
This secret decoder ring from Ovaltine. It was a promotional thing that Ovaltine ran in the World War II era, where kids would get these rings in their Ovaltine thingamajigs, and then they would listen in. I'm reading the Wikipedia article while I'm talking.
Know your sources.
So the radio show Little Orphan Annie would transmit a secret message that these. With the decoder rings, you'd be able to determine what the real message was.
Wow. I think that was they were training people to be American, robots.
They were high octane times.
High octane. Hey, here's something else about World War II, is that people really did not drink milk every day, cow's milk every day, until after World War II, and then there's the explosion. Wait, hold on, that sounds wrong. I think it's right, but I'm forgetting the threads of the story that make it make sense. But somehow the drink your milk for your bones tale spread.
Oh, interesting.
During World War II. Maybe powdered milk. They produced a lot of canned powdered milk, and then they had so much excess that they wanted people to.
That reminds me. There's a podcast. I'm trying to remember. I think it was one of the Malcolm Gladwell ones, but I'll send it to you. But it's kind of about that. It's about the army being one of the biggest manufacturers of food, and just how they deal with it, and how do they make food that's supposed to be preserved for super long periods of time, and how do they get taste? How do they balance out that stuff, and then also how do they deal with their excess foods and the kind of stuff that spawns off them being one of these large producers.
Right.
But
Interesting.
Yeah.
We're also thinking the last half of our shows are just going to be Spencer and me singing.
Yeah.
Because we want exposure. That's what we've been looking for and craving, is exposure, and I think this could be the platform.
I don't have a SoundCloud or an Instagram yet.
I have a SoundCloud and an Instagram. Follow them. I don't make any music on my SoundCloud. But you can check out my likes. I think you might be into it. Yeah. Instagram, I haven't posted for a month or two, but good content. Nip Tuck Golan is the username.
You going into the plastic surgery business?
Yes, I am. See, it's an easy transition from my name, Nick Chuck Golan.
Is that your middle name?
It's Charles, because I have a long lineage of Charleses in my family.
Gotcha.
We can talk about it.
But you go by your, and you don't go by Chuck, but your middle name goes by Chuck.
Right. Gotcha. Feel free to call me like
Chuck.
Actually, never Chuck, but Nick Chuck. I like
Nick Chuck.
Sounds like Up Chuck.
Up Chuck. It's Up Chuck.
I love names that connotate vomit. Yeah, there.
Like that name.
Like that name.
I had an aunt named.
Oh, she must have had a hard time. Just like the odds. I love talking.
Yeah, we're vibing. Yeah. It's cool.
Talking is so fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love hearing my voice in my headphones, your voice in my headphones.
I love to talk when we make music.
And we lock eyes as we're talking in the studio. Like, that's what you don't see is the chemistry of us locking eyes.
I wish you guys
were
here, but like also not, but also yes.
Yeah,
also,
you'd probably ruin it.
Or I mean, maybe one more person, like we could have this fun thing where like one eye goes to one person, one eye goes to the other.
Now that's just good practice for being in the field.
Fun story. I might have told this one to you, but I crossed my eyes at my sister so much as a kid to annoy her that I permanently, well, not permanently because I don't have to wear glasses now, but I damaged them, the muscles in my eyes, enough that I had to get glasses to write them.
Wow, Spencer. How's she doing now, your sister?
She's doing great. She's in Philadelphia. But I don't cross my eyes at her anymore.
Good.
Because I don't want to have to wear glasses.
What's that in our... Was that a train?
I don't know.
I think we heard a train. You heard it here first.
Was it
the
a
first
train?
Time ever.
Was it a ghost?
A train recorded live on radio. I don't think that's ever been done.
I don't think it's ever been done. Either. I mean, it just goes faster than the speed of sound. So,
yeah,
like,
so
they
how,
can't. How?
How could one capture that? Yet we did when we make music. When we make music, we explore the auditory capacities of a transitory. Auditory, and you can't have two ORIs. I was going to say transitory vehicles, but you can't have auditory and transitory in the same sentence. Is the theme of our next week's episode. When we make music, you can't have ORI in two places in the same sentence. And we'll explain the implications of that in today's world.
What if poor grammar was, like, punishable by, like, law?
Law. Wow.
Because, like, content is one thing. There's a lot of places that'll, like, punish you for, like, the content of what you speak. But, like, what if you, like, had...
Wow. That would be tough with regional differences in speech.
Yeah.
Within the same language.
Yeah. No, yeah, it wouldn't be a thing.
National area.
Just a thought experiment, you know?
Yeah.
Just something. Something,
I love thought
something to meditate on.
To chew on. Yum.
Masticate.
The first time I heard the word masticate, I was playing kickball in seventh grade on my high school. I was
kickball
in high
team.
School in seventh grade because my school went from seventh through 12th grade high school. No, not kickball team, just a little recess action. And this kid who I was not too fond of came up to me. I had never talked to him. And then he said... Because I was eating as well. Like, you're masticating. And I was like, don't say that about me. Spencer's got to take a call. I'm flying solo for a bit. We'll just
riff on it. Riff on it.
Okay, so he said to me, "Don't masticate," or no, "You're masticating," and I said, "Don't say that to me." And then, honestly, he outgrew that phase and turned into a quite thoughtful person who seems to have some fun ideas nowadays in his university life. Couldn't tell you for sure because I haven't talked to him for a long time. But, okay, so now that I'm alone in the studio because Spencer has important business to attend to, I might throw on a song. I might keep chatting to y'all, but I'll throw on a song because I have to recharge. So after I figure out what aux chord I'm trying to go for, aux 2. Here we go. This is a pick by Spencer.
Gone.
Did it.
we fight just to get close to you? Could we burn someday? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. That's got me feeling this way.
While this plays on, just to recap what we got, we had Rita Mae Young by The Record Company, Shiny Happy People by R.E.M. Love that song. And right now is Love on the Brain by Rihanna. Didn't quite fit into that set, but I was like, I am still alone without Spencer, and I wanted to fill the room with my voice, so I belted it out in here. And now coming up, we've got a new artist that I've been really liking named Gus Dapperton. So enjoy this one.
About you. Once upon a jet black rose. And jewelry in between his paws. How's it make you hurt? All you do is so like there's nothing wrong.
Do you want to read a PSA?
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry, guys. That was more station talk.
More station talk.
Oh,
shit! Boom.
Okay, so station talk. Potentially some things happening with the station in the coming days, but we'll be rough. But while we're at it,
but
here's a friendly hood. Here's a friendly hood. Washington Heights.
Hey, why? Shouts out. That's where I grew up.
The 507.
The 507. It was actually what was it? It was the 917.
917. And we're in the 617.
Yeah.
But anyway, friendly neighborhood PSA. Food Not Bombs.
Yes.
Food Not Bombs is a loose knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking non-violent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. I like that.
You, my friend, have a beautiful reading voice.
Thank you. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. A public service message from the Food Not Bombs and WFO in Medford, Tufts. Freeform Radio.
Great message.
Yeah, no, I like that a lot. I honestly had never heard of that, like, thought of food as a right and not a privilege.
Yeah.
Well, like written out like that.
Yeah.
But
only complaint I have is the .net.
Who's rocking the .net these days?
Speaking of things as a right, mm-hmm. not a privilege, is in my anthropology of socialism and post-socialism class, we were discussing the idea of labor as a right in the Soviet Union.
Labor as a right?
Labor as a right.
Interesting.
Something that you're deserved of inherently by being a human. I don't know. Many complications with that,
but yeah.
Something to chew on once more. Free vegan. Those two words together, which you read a few times in mm-hmm. that message, reminds me of freeganism.
Freeganism, what's that?
Which is basically the repurposing of thrown out food as like a main part of your diet. So basically like either dumpster diving, trying to get the scraps of what supermarkets and grocery stores throw out, which is often perfectly good food, just maybe it's past the best buy date, stuff like that. But cool. Food Not Bombs.
Have you, like, so it's a I like that loose-knit collective term. Do you know like any specific groups that are under that umbrella? I guess we can go to foodnotbombs.net to figure it out.
Loose-knit collectives under that specific umbrella.
Or, like it seemed to me, at least reading that there's a bunch of, like, more tangible groups that, like, are under this Food Not Bombs collective.
Mm-hmm. See, what gets me is the vegan-specific.
Interesting.
I don't know groups that are vegan-specific.
Mm-hmm.
I know food groups that also kind of are under the... have the mission statement that food is a right.
Mm-hmm.
But they very much are not vegan.
Gotcha.
Because they're trying to give that protein.
Right.
To people who need it.
Right, right. Yeah, and also, I don't know, like, I get the idea of, like, wanting, of, like, standing by the principles of veganism, but it also seems like you're kind of inherently limiting your impact.
Yeah.
Although, but, like, people that eat meat can eat vegan food, like...
Right. I guess it's about whether they have the resources to provide the nutrient, you know, mm-hmm. like the proper nutrients mm-hmm. with vegan food, which potentially is more costly, more quantity.
Interesting.
And because we're so invested in factory farming, meat has become quite cheap. So that's another factor, which is not good, but, you know, it's a factor. Yes.
My man knows his food sciences.
You know. I've been around a few years, a few decades.
My guy does ethnographic exercises.
I only do calisthenics exercises. I tone my body with ethnographic work is what you need to know about me.
When and the only thing music. You need to know
about me when we make music.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
What's going on?
We've got our next DJ in the house. But we'll probably just blabber on for a few more minutes.
Yeah, it's a blabber kind of evening.
Spencer, you part of any loose-knit collectives?
Not lately.
Not lately, but I know you have a past.
What do you think a loose-knit collective versus a tight-knit collective means?
See, what I think of is various groups that are potentially tight-knit.
Right.
But then the collection of those groups, it's just kind of like a, you know,
sure.
like pockets of tight-knit groups that fall under one umbrella of a collective.
Okay.
And because
sure.
they're,
okay.
they're individual groups with their individual like funding or whatever, then by way of that, they can't be so closely aligned or intertwined. Aligned and intertwined next week.
Privacy or
can I like hang out? Oh, no. Feel free to hang out. Yeah, yeah. Oh, are you doing a DJ set?
Yeah.
That's sick. Very cool. I always appreciate people who, like, I don't know, like...
Actually, Nick and I are talentless hacks for all those listening.
We just spew thoughts that come into our head. Ah, isn't that what we're all doing? Ah.
We're just two grumbling 20-year-olds. Never heard of those before.
We're angsty.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Ma.
What's for dinner?
Buy me something. 10:56, make a wish. It's 10:57.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking?
We did
have structure last semester in our show, our Sunith segment.
Oh, Sunith segment.
What was that?
So if you haven't been a Moist Vibes listener in the past, the Sunith segment was... Sunith was my roommate freshman and sophomore year. And he likes music, but he's maybe not as like knowledgeable as
mm-hmm.
others. So we had a segment where Sunith would pick a album off of our album collection.
Tens of billions. Vinyl collection.
Yeah.
So it's really hit or miss.
Just by the cover art, and then we'd just play whatever it was.
Yeah.
Which was pretty fun. Lots of interesting stuff.
Yeah, lots of interesting stuff.
But, yeah, we'll have to bring him back on for...
We will.
For this new installment.
We will. I would love to incorporate, like, guests.
Guests.
Like, have specific
world-renowned...
We bring in certain
plastic
people.
Surgeons.
Yes. Yes, I want...
interviews. Just, yeah, I like it.
I want only experts.
Yeah, exactly.
Past lovers.
Yeah,
future
I'm into it.
Lovers.
Future
Lovers sounds like a band name. I'm looking it up on Spotify right now. I'm also patenting it.
At the same time.
Yeah, Future Lovers.
We're filing paperwork as we speak.
Oh, there's a Madonna song called Future Lovers. Oh, and so many artists.
Gosh, bummer.
Crazy how many things have already
been named
referentially.
What do you think is like a sequence of words or sounds that has never been uttered before?
My body in this seat currently feels a little slimy and sticky because I played basketball a few hours ago and didn't shower. And now I'm creating a bad seat environment for the coming DJ. And for that, I apologize. I think that hasn't been said.
Interesting. See, I was thinking you were going to go for like weird word combination approach, but you just went for length. And I appreciate that outside the box thinking.
People don't go for length anymore these days.
When we make
They want these like sharp shots of dopamine, you know? So they like look at their screens. They look at the...
Give me a Facebook notification. Interesting. Facebook notifications have been proven to like...
Give you dopamine.
Elicit the same responses that like gamblers have when like they hit the jackpot.
That's wild.
I believe it.
I believe it too. I'm gonna be a gambler when I turn 21.